This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue on in 1 Peter with Honor Christ is Holy, Baptism Now Saves You, Suffering in the Flesh, Love Covers a Multitude of Sins, and The Fiery Trial. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Oh Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. For He is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
About 30 years ago, I got the idea to cure myself of my fear of heights by jumping out of an airplane. I didn't say it was a good idea. It was a small plane, a Cessna 182. And like we had practiced when we were still on the ground, the jump master opened the door and told me to move out onto the wing. I held on to the wing strut and I slid my hands further and further until I could go no more. And then I stepped off that tiny little step and I hung there, 10,000 feet in the air. I looked at the jump master and he shouted over the roar of the wind, "Are you ready?" And in that moment, that struck me as an incredibly stupid question. I was hanging from a plane 2 miles in the air with no possible way to get back into it. It didn't matter if I was ready. It was time to let go. It's been an exciting week on campus. Vicarage placement, internship placement, the service call 2 nights ago. We've had visitors galore, friends, families, congregational representatives, district presidents. But now, that is past. Now, in the cold light of this normal morning, you're suffering from an adrenaline hangover. And it all starts to hit home. Soon, perhaps sooner than you want, you will leave this campus and you will start to put into practice the very things that you came here to learn. Lying in bed at night, you may find that you can't sleep because of fear. You don't feel ready. You don't feel like you have all the knowledge that you need. You don't feel like you have prepared for every possible scenario that could unfold in your congregation. This is normal. And to be honest, you don't have all of the knowledge. No one does. You haven't prepared for every possible scenario because there's always a new one. Some new permutation that you will have the dubious honor of dealing with for the very first time. And so lying there in bed at night, the old evil foe works on you. subtly at first, whispering that you aren't smart enough, that you aren't strong enough, that you can't possibly handle the hardships that are coming. He wants to break your will so that in the heat of battle you will quail and lose heart. You cannot do it, the devil whispers. You are not strong enough, he sneers. And like all of his best lies, this one has a kernel of truth. You aren't strong enough. But there is one who is. The prophet Isaiah told of a mighty one, of Adonai Yahweh, whose arrival would shake the foundations of the earth. Whole valleys would be lifted up, mountain ranges brought low. The roads would straighten themselves and every pothole would be filled. Isaiah prophesied that the heralds of this king would go up to the highest places, that their voices may be heard by all, and they shall announce the coming of the Mighty One, saying, "Behold your God! Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him." The arm of Yahweh, creator of the universe. That is a terrible thing to imagine. The arm of him who set the stars in their courses. The arm of him who carved the earth from nothing and set the seas into their places. The arm of him who fashioned man in his own image. That is how God is coming to us, as a strong arm, an arm capable of bending the universe in half and defeating death itself, an arm capable of smiting the great dragon and casting him into the pit. That is an arm to fear, an arm to cause the most powerful to quake in their boots. We need such a mighty one. There is no mercy from the weak man, no clemency from the powerless. The beggar on the street cannot spare you from the gallows. A bodybuilder may be able to deadlift a small European car, but he cannot order the lowliest clerk at the motor vehicle department to give him a license. You need to have both. You need to have both authority and power. As Christ Jesus does, our God and our King. A king can condemn the accused to death, or he can commute a sentence and wipe the slate clean. A king commands armies, and he can order them to carry out his will, to defend his realm, or to carry the fight to his enemies. A king is a man of power, a man of might, and because he is the Mighty One, he can choose when and how to use that power to mete out punishment or to bestow mercy, even if it please him to reassign a debt to another. And it pleased him to take your debt upon himself, to silence the whispers of the devil by wrapping his royal robe around your shoulders. With his inconceivable might, with his power and authority, he chose to die for you, so that you may live forever. To Zion, the mountain of God, to Jerusalem, the city of God, the news proclaimed is, fear not. The Mighty One of God approaches, and with him comes certain victory. On that battle plain, his work accomplished, and his victory in hand, what does the Mighty One of God take as his bounty? What prize can there be for one as powerful as he? Isaiah tells us, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather his lambs in his arms. That is the victory that God had in mind. He sent his only begotten Son, who bears all of his authority and power, to fulfill for us this strange purpose, to gather those who are scattered, to save those who are lost, to rule not with a terrifying force, but with a comforting embrace. Jesus is the strong arm of God, who defeated sin and the devil by allowing those same strong arms to be bound, by allowing those same strong arms to be pierced. He overcame the enemy and even death, and so he stands as our champion for all eternity. This mighty one, the Lord God of Sabaoth, is going out with you to the front lines. Are you strong enough? No, but you don't need to be, because he is strong enough for us all. Do you know enough? Yes. Yes, you do. You know the mighty one of God, Jesus, who is the Christ, and his name is stamped on you, marking you as his own. He will never leave you or forsake you, because you are the recompense for which he fought, the victor's reward that he longed for. You are his lambs, held tight to his heart, cradled with love, protected by his arm. You are 2 miles up, and it is time to let go of that strut, whether you feel ready or not. It is time to go out into the valleys and the mountains to be that herald, to cry from the high places, "Fear not, your God has come." Christ the victor goes with you. Christ the mighty one leads the way. He will tend you as you tend his flock, and he will do what you cannot. Jesus is strong enough for all of it. Let that cry silence the devil, shake the world, and bolster our own weak flesh. Jesus is strong enough. Alleluia, he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we give thanks to God for children born recently to our seminary families. For Lydia Marjorie, born to Stephen and Josephine Lane. For Nathaniel Robert, born to James and Amanda Martin. And for Malachi Andrew, born to Isaiah and Audrey Armbrecht. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Merciful Father, you add to the generations of mankind. This day we thank you for the births of Lydia, Nathaniel, and Malachi. By the gracious working of your Holy Spirit, help them to grow in your nurture and admonition, that they may bring glory to you and serve others in your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.